did a thing last night, Oto. I think it went really well. And we're going to do it again. Now, will it be like the same, pretty much?
No, it'll probably be a bit more out of tune and a bit shorter. But yeah, it'll be kind of a variation on what we did last night.
Yeah. And what instruments are you got there?
At the moment, I'm playing it on a kind of retuned, detuned auto harp. We've got a hammer dulcimer that's not actually being hammered. We've got a Russian cymbala. We got a viola and various looping mechanisms. So
if you're not hammering it, how does it work?
I'm plucking it with the fingers. Just I think if you, yeah.
Getting your mitts on it.
Yeah, yeah, meaty mitts.
And this is kind of, this is a version of one side of a record that we've been working on together. So it'll be coming out soon on Kit.
Yep.
Under the your Michael Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why do you switch between Plinth and Michael Tanner? What is there like a system behind that? Or
well, you start off when you're 19, and then you have to have a band name, and then you do that, and then you realise you're 38, and it's a bit embarrassing.
But Plinth is a cool name, though.
It is, but it's just got this sort of like Batman quality to it. Like you're still giving yourself your superhero name, which is not necessary at my age of life.
So is the Michael Tanner stuff more? I don't know, grown up.
adult orientated. No, it's I don't know, it's just sort of where I'm at right now, and yeah, just where I am at.
Mickey T.
Yeah.
So it's
called the block.
Sweet for I always get it mixed up. Sweet for Psaltery and Dulcimer, or yeah. The other way around.
Yeah, Sweet for Psaltery and Dulcimer. I did a record for Apollolan Recordings about 10 years ago, which was it was basically an attempt to. I'm a bit of a control freak, and normally I'll record an album and then live with it for about a year before giving it to anyone. So with the Apollolan record, I decided to try and get everything done in a week. And that went okay. We only did like a ridiculously short run of like 50 copies or something.
That was dulcimer music.
Music. So that's all dulcimer pieces. Two of which, there are two long form ones I was really happy with, which are now going to form. Oh, there's a fight going on outside.
No, I think they're just. Well, yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay. and.
That's normal ambient NTS noise. Yeah.
East London. So there's these dulcimer pieces which are from an old record, and then there's a new piece which I've just worked on in the last year.
The Psaltery side.
Yeah, yeah.
And that has Alison on it. On
that has
viola.
Alison Cotton from the Left Outsides on viola. And yeah, I recorded it in Lewis over the last year.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Should we do it?
I think, can we get a mic on this guy? Because this is a sort of nice ambient.
We can keep the mic on if you want.
I like the contrast, the sort of the anger in his voice and the soothing.
It does make me nervous when there's the aggro stuff outside,
yeah,
but it does kind of add
shot.
To the show.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we can maybe like, I'll fade the mic in and out throughout
okay,
the set.
Okay, cool. So should I point it in this general direction or just
sort of prop it up next to the hula hoops maybe?
Right. Next to the bag of hula hoops.
Okay.
Is that on?